I'm Mike Harding, and that was La Rille des Soucoupes Volantes, the Flying Saucer Reel, from La Bottine Souriante's album. Well, from an anthology of La Bottine Souriante. And the reason we haven't got our usual signature tune this week is that this programme is entirely devoted to Canadian folk music, and I've got something like 20 tracks that I want to get in. So rather than have a sig tune, I thought we'd start right away with some great Quebecois music. I asked people to post up on my Facebook site what they thought were the quintessential Canadian tracks, and that one was suggested by Shelley Rainey, who said, "Some Quebecois songs have a particular call-and-response style, often cumulative, which I find fascinating." And that's my music listening for the day sorted. Big band, very exciting. And it also goes out for Peter Slavid, who says, "La Bottine Souriante, the original version, if possible." Well, that was, Peter, about as original as you can get. Now, Sue Lind Jones said, "Please play something by Joni Mitchell, one of Canada's greatest singer-songwriters. I met a bloke who used to go to the same folk club in Canada, where Joni Mitchell and Neil Young cut their teeth. And he said there was a chap there who used to read his poems, and somebody suggested he should set them to music. It was Leonard Cohen. Some folk club that, eh?"
Up a parking lot with a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They pay paradise, put up a parking lot. They took all the trees, put them in a tree museum. Charge the people a dollar and a half just to see 'em. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. Hey, farmer, farmer, put away the DDT now. Give me spots on my apples, or leave me the birds and the bees. Seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone. They pay paradise, put up a parking lot. Late last night, I heard the screen door slam, and a big yellow taxi took away my old man. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They pay paradise, put up a parking lot. I said, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They pay paradise, put up a parking lot. They pay paradise, put up a parking lot.
Up a parking lot.
Well, she warned us all those years ago, one of the best eco songs ever, in my humble opinion. Big Yellow Taxi, Joni Mitchell, from the album Ladies of the Canyon. Now, Stan Rogers brought in the most male of them all. Ann Webster says, "Stan Rogers, Tiny Fish from Japan, please. Lots of his maritime songs are worth a listen." Peter Slavid also says, "Stan Rogers, of course. Simon Meads, Alan Idson, Doug Isherwood, Chris Nixon and Sean Laffey all wrote in suggesting Stan Rogers." If you want to find more about the artists on this show rather than me talk about them, go to our website, www.mikehardingfolkshow.com, and you'll find a link through to every artist on tonight's show and to all the other shows we've ever done. And it's far better that you go and have a look and see, because Stan Rogers in particular is a fascinating character, gave his life saving a lot of other people. A truly, truly generous man and a great singer and songwriter. This song is about the, I suppose, the decline of the Canadian fishing industry. Tiny Fish for Japan.
Where Patterson Creek's muddy waters run down past the penny arcades, by the harbor downtown. All the old turtlebacks rust in the rain like they never will leave there again. But leave there they will in the hour before dawn, slip out in the darkness without word or song. For a few more years yet they will work while they can to catch tiny fish for Japan. No white fish or trout here, we leave them alone. The inspectors raise hell if we take any home. What kind of fisherman can't eat his catch or call what he's taken his own? The plant works three shifts now, there's plenty of pay. We ship 17 tons of this garbage each day. And if we want to eat fish, then we'll open a can and catch tiny fish for Japan. Guys, remember when the water ran clear. No poisons with names that we can understand, and no tiny fish for Japan. So the days run together, each one is the same, and it's good that the snout have no lovelier name. For it's all just a job now, we'll work while we can to catch tiny fish for Japan. And we'll catch tiny fish for Japan.
Stan Rogers with Tiny Fish for Japan, and that comes from an album called The Very Best of Stan Rogers. Now, Rowdy Yates said, Kate and Anna McGarrigle, please talk to me of Mendocino. It's like being drowned in honey. Rowdy Yates should know, he's one of our best singers. Gene Conce also wrote wanting something from Kate and Anna McGarrigle, as did Andrea McCulloch. And I've decided to go with Rowdy Yates' hint, because Talk to Me of Mendocino is one of their finest songs. Mendocino, by the way, is a beautiful part of California on the seacoast.
I bid farewell to the state of old New York, my home away from home. In the state of New York, I came. The trees grow high in New York State, and they shine like gold in autumn. Never had the blues once I came, but in New York State I caught 'em. Talk to me of Mendocino. Follow, won't you say, come?
Talk to Me of Mendocino, Kate and Anna McGarrigle, and that comes from an album called The McGarrigle Hour. If you don't know them, Kate and Anna McGarrigle, two of the finest singers and songwriters to come out of Canada, and that album is absolutely superb. Backing vocals on that, Rufus Wainwright and Martha Wainwright, amongst others. I think Loudon Wainwright may well have been in there as well. A cracking album. Do go and get hold of it if you can. The McGarrigle Hour is chock full of great singing and great songs. James Keelahan attracted a lot of attention. Annie Walker, Myra MacDonald, Jez Lowe, our own Jez Lowe, who wrote to say anything at all by James Keelahan would be great. Martin Fioretti and Joe Grint also asked for something by James Keelahan. I've chosen one of the tracks that was suggested by Myra MacDonald, which is House of Cards. Greatly perceptive song. Brilliant piece of songwriting and a classic example of how to say something subtly and yet at the same time make sure that the listener gets smacked right between the eyes.
Easy credit. Money down. That's the way that we built this town. On a banker's ledger, we watched it rise. A house of cards and a pack of lies. A house of cards and a pack of lies. Rung by rung, we raised the stakes. Bend the rules, the ladder breaks. We'd all get wealthy, but would we ever get wise? To the house of cards and the pack of lies. The house of cards and the pack of lies. We sold your plastic and took your ace. Suits and ties and the Joker's face. And now there's nowhere left to hide but a house of cards and a pack of lies. A house of cards and a pack of lies. Did the deal, placed our bets, but they spun the wheel. And we should have known there was no prize but a house of cards and a pack of lies. A house of cards and a pack of lies. Stone and ash. We lit the fires of our own demise in the house of cards and the pack of lies. The house of cards and the pack of lies. track of life. We bought that dream and we sold it on, but it ain't worth nothing now the money's gone. The only shelter that credit buys is a house of cards and a pack of lies. A house of cards and a pack of lies.
Whoa, what a song. James Keelan with House of Cards from the album of the same name. If you've just joined us in Australia, Canada, New Zealand, South Africa, the west of Ireland, or now, I think, the Falklands Islands, then you are very welcome to this programme, which is devoted entirely to great Canadian folk music. Penny Davis, who works with Roger Illett, was over here recently in England, the two of Australia's great singers and songwriters, and she suggested that I play something by The Ones. She says, I love Geraldine's voice and the emotion that she evokes. I'm going to play a song called Three Fishers. The lyrics were written by Charles Kingsley, who wrote The Water Babies, and the melody was set to it by Garnet Rogers, Stan Rogers' brother. A song about the terrible price that fishermen and their wives have paid over the years to bring the silver darlings home.
Three fishers went sailing out into the west, out into the west as the sun went down. Each thought of the woman that loved him the best, and the children stood watching them out of the town. For men must work and women must weep, for there's little to earn and there is many to keep. And the harbor bar be moaning, and the harbor bar be moaning. Three wives sat
The album is simply called The Once, and that was one of my favourite Canadian bands, The Once, with Three Fishers. Now, Christine Farrer wrote Anything by Ten Strings and a Goatskin. Very talented young Canadian group who've played the last two Shrewsbury Folk Festivals. And Chris Light said, good starter for the show would be Ten Strings and a Goatskin. All their three sets at Shrewsbury were superb, and their song The Night They Moved the House has a lovely story behind it. Well, the story is great. It's about how a community get together and thwart the wiles of a nasty landowner. Here's Ten Strings and a Goatskin with The Night They Moved the House.
Had spread from door to door down the Barchois Road to the harbour shore. Oh, Joe LaBelle would steal the house from a widow Victoria. He found some deed that claimed her land, and a handshake deal just wouldn't stand. In a court of law, he did demand that the house belonged to him. Ring the church bells in the night, we'll gather at the first starlight. Bring your lamps, sleighs and mare to save the widow's home. Across the big field or the pond, we'll move this house before the dawn. When Joe LaBelle arrives, he'll find his prize already gone. It seems that some mistake was made on the day her husband made a trade. And when he died, he was betrayed by Joe LaBelle's black heart. He planned to force her to the cold, and he bring the sheriff and his fold. So through the dead of winter's old, we've come to save her home. Ring the church bells in the night, we'll gather at the first starlight. Bring your lamps, sleighs and mare to save the widow's home. Across the big field or the pond, we'll move this house before the dawn. When Joe LaBelle arrives, he'll find his prize already gone. Said the Lord's Prayer, and passed the wine to all hands there. Then he sang a sailor song. There must have been near 40 men, while their wives all held their lamps for them. They fashioned logs, levers, and skids while shivering to the bone. With witches, logs, and Pino sleigh, they slowly hauled the house away, and the ice cracked like a break of day as across it she was drawn. We rang the church bells in the night, we worked until the morning light, brought our lamps, sleighs, and mare to save the widow's home. Across the big field or the pond, we moved this house before the dawn. Joe LaBelle arrived and found his prize already gone. We rang the church bells in the night, we worked until the morning light, brought our lamps, sleighs and mare to save the widow's home. Across the big field or the pond, we moved this house before the dawn. Joe LaBelle arrived and found his prize already gone.
Right, they moved the house. Ten Strings and a Goatskin from that album Corbeau. And if you don't know, Ten Strings refers to the guitar and the fiddle, six on the guitar, four on the fiddle, and the goatskin is the baron, the Irish drum played there. Three people making great music. It sounds like a seven-piece band. Terrific stuff. Now, a girl called Jenny Robinson said, can you play some Newfoundland music, please? In particular, a song my uncle used to sing, who was from Newfoundland, called The Squid Jigging Ground, a beautiful traditional song from the land of the Newfies. Well, actually, I've just discovered it's not a traditional song. It was written in 1928, but it does describe a traditional way of life. They go out with these great big rigs with loads of hooks on them, and they jig for the squids up there in Newfoundland, where I once stayed and where I was screeched. And had I the time to tell you the story, I would do, but unfortunately I don't. Here's Alan Mills from the album Folk Songs of Newfoundland with Squid Jigging Ground.
Oh, this is the place where the fishermen gather, with oilskins and boots and capons battened down. All sizes of figures, with squid lines and jiggers, they congregate here on the squid jigging ground. Some are working their jiggers, while others are yarning. There's some standing up, and there's more lying down. While all kinds of fun jokes and tricks are begun, as they wait for the squid on the squid jigging ground. There's men from the harbour and men from the tickle, in all kinds of motor boats, green, grey and brown. There's a red-headed Tory out there in the dory, a-running down squires on the squid-jigging ground. There's men of all ages and buys in the bargain. There's old Billy Chape and there's young Raymond Brown. Right yonder is Bobby and with him is Nobby. They're a-chawing hard tack on the squid-jigging ground. The man with the whiskers is old Jacob Steele. He's getting well up, but he's still pretty sound. While Uncle Bob Hawkins wears three pairs of stockings whenever he's out on the squid-jigging ground. God bless my sou'wester, their skipper John Chaffee. He's the best man at squid-jigging here, I'll be bound. Hello, what's the row? Why, he's jigging one now, the very first squid on the squid-jigging ground. Holy smoke, what a scuffle! All hands are excited. 'Tis a wonder to me that nobody is drowned. There's a bustle, confusion, a wonderful hustle. They're all jigging squids on the squid-jigging ground. There's poor Uncle Billy, his whiskers are spattered with spots of the squid juice that's flying around. One poor little boy got it right in the eye, but they don't care a hang on the squid-jigging ground. Says Bobby, the squid are on top of the water. I just got me jigger about 1 fathom down. When a squid in the boat squirted right down his throat, and he's swearing like mad on the squid-jigging ground. Now, if you ever feel inclined to go squidding, leave your white shirts and collars behind in the town. And if ye gets cranky without your silk hanky, you'd better steer clear of the squid-jigging ground.
If you gets cranky without your silk hanky, you better steer clear of the squid-jigging ground. Good stuff. Alan Mills from the album Folk Songs of Newfoundland there. Now, my old pal Loudon Temple wrote to say, oh, Zaire, you got to play something by them. One of the best live experiences you could have in Canada right now. Any track from their superb album, Finding Any Place, will do. Well, from the album, Finding Any Place, this is Ozair with a beautiful, beautiful version of the traditional American ballad, Wayfaring Stranger.
I am a poor wayfaring stranger, while traveling through this world of war. And there's no sickness, toil, nor danger in that bright world to which I go. I'm going there to see my mother. She said she'd meet me when I come. I'm
Great version there of Wayfaring Stranger from Ozair's album Finding Any Place. Like I said earlier on, if you want any information on any of the artists on this particular programme, go to the website www.mikehardingfolkshow.com and you'll find loads of stuff there, as well as details and links through to all the artists' website. You'll even find a donate button and you can throw a few bob at the show if you want to help us keep going. Now, Simon Meads wrote, "We'll Rant and We'll Roar by Great Big Sea. The band is no longer together. I saw them at Walmart in Reading. It's a Newfoundland version of the Spanish Ladies, and I sing it too." Well, Simon, I couldn't get my hands on that because I don't have that particular album. But what I do have is this next track I'm going to play you now, which is a Ron Angel song, the Chemical Workers song, which comes from Middlesbrough on Teesside. But it's fantastic to hear a Canadian band doing such a great version of it. So, for you and all the other Great Big Sea fans, this is the Chemical Workers song.
And it's go, boys, go. They'll time your every breath. And every day you're in this place, you're 2 days nearer death. But you go. Well, a process man am I, and I'm telling you no lie. I work and breathe among the fumes that trail across the sky. There's thunder all around me and there's poison in the air. There's a lousy smell that smacks of hell and dust all in the air. And it's go, boys, go. They'll time your every breath. And every day you're in this place, you're 2 days nearer death. But you go. Well, I've worked among the spinners and I breathe the oily smoke. I've shoveled up the gypsum and it nigh on made you choke. I've stood knee deep in cyanide, got sick with a caustic burn. Been working a rough fight scene enough to make your stomach turn. And it's go, boys, go. They'll time your every breath. And every day you're in this place, you're 2 days nearer death. But you go. There's overtime and bonus opportunities galore. The young men like their money and they all come back for more. But soon you're knocking on and you look older than you should. For every bob made on the job you pay with flesh and blood. And it's go, boys, go. They'll time your every breath. And every day you're in this place, you're 2 days nearer death. But you go. Well, a process man am I, and I'm telling you no lie. I work and breathe among the fumes that trail across the sky. There's thunder all around me and there's poison in the air. There's a lousy smell that smacks of hell and dust all in me hair. And it's go, boys, go. They'll time your every breath. And every day you're in this place, you're 2 days nearer death. And it's go, boys, go. They'll time your every breath. And every day you're in this place, you're 2 days nearer death. But you go.
Wow. Well, as somebody who once worked in the ICI chemical factory in Blakely, Manchester, I know exactly what that song is about. We always used to say that anybody who made more than 2 years pension after leaving the ICI was doing well for themselves. Chemical Workers song from the band Great Big Sea, and that comes from the album Up. Peter Slavid said, "Play something by Bonnie Dobson, one of the greatest voices ever to come from Canada." Well, I had the great pleasure of working with Bonnie Dobson on a number of occasions when we did concerts in places like Cyprus and Malta and Gibraltar. A great singer. And one day I'll tell you the story of Bonnie Dobson and the Shooting Stars, but not just now, because we haven't got time. Take Me for a Walk in the Morning Dew is arguably Bonnie's finest song.
Won't you take me for a walk in the morning dew, my honey? Won't you take me for a walk in the morning sun, my love? You can't go walking in the morning dew today. You can't go walking in the morning dew today. about the people anymore. Don't you worry about the people anymore. Won't you take me for a walk in the morning, do my love? Won't you take me for a walk in the morning sun, my honey? You can't go walking in the morning dew today. You can't go walking in the morning sun today. But listen, I hear a man moaning, Lord. You didn't hear a man moan at all. But I'm sure I hear my baby crying, Mama. You'll never hear your baby cry again. Don't you worry about the people anymore.
Well, that comes from an album called The Best of Broadside, 1962 to 1988, Anthems of the American Underground. Bonnie Dobson with Take Me for a Walk in the Morning Dew, a modern classic. Now, Nova Scotia is New Scotland. That's where a lot of Scots emigres, many of them forced off the land by the clearances in Scotland. They ended up in Canada, Prince Edward Island, many of them. Nova Scotia is an area rich in the traditions of Scotland. Fiddle playing, bagpipes, mouth music, and of course the Gaelic language. Todd McKenzie and Maura O'Leary wrote in asking for something from Mary Jane Lamond and Wendy MacIsaac's album Sane, and I picked this track, one I really think is absolutely beautiful. Eregia Tha Maroon, It Is the Lad That I Love.
Hamorun, Eregia, Panwa, Hururum, Dohu, Hamindu, Rihe, Sana Mulana, Pantua, Hamobua, Eregia, Kaninu, Miskantuai, Leshna, Huashlena, Chien, Eregia, Hamorun. Amorun eregia, panwa chururum dohu, hamindu riuhie. Sauna mulana paunar, amogra eregian, kiatach tuku gandawab, doyok swan jachachilin, eregia amorun. Gra hevig suas tok to vishnacht getan gia fata vuat havi gruan enurika ed gia hamorun hamorun ed gia fanwa hururun dohu hamindu riu hie nuara victu santai. Stu knocks on it again.
Kamba wani chiyak hanina kanan gruan van nach duarat ngiye ehkiya amorun amorun ehkiya van wa khururun dogu amin duriyek
Gia Thomaroon. It is The Lad That I Love, Mary Jane Lamond and Wendy MacIsaac from their album Sane. Well, if that was a great example of music from Nova Scotia, I'm going to play you Figgy Duff now, who are, I think, a perfect example of Newfoundland music. Newfoundland, unlike Nova Scotia, was more of a mix of Irish and Scottish and English music than the pure Scottish heritage of Nova Scotia, and Figgy Duff are one of my favourite bands. They're no longer working, which is a real shame, because they were terrific. They were a folk rock band, and they were really massively important during the 1970s and 1980s, greatly responsible for the resurgence of traditional music in Newfoundland itself. And here they are with a newfie version of a song which is found all over the British Isles under the title of The Constant Lovers. In Newfoundland, it's called A Sailor Courted a Farmer's Daughter.
After
Lovely stuff. I love that line, let my scolding mother say what she will. See how you get on with your mother-in-law after that. A sailor courted a farmer's daughter, Figgy Duff, from the album After the Tempest. Now, Graham Kay put a post up on the Facebook page to say, Mining for Gold by Cowboy Junkies. It's a beautiful, haunting song, and you can find it on their album, The Trinity Sessions. Well, this is a new one on me. I didn't know the album, but I didn't know this particular song, which is an unaccompanied version of Mining for Gold, and is absolutely beautiful. A song written by James Gordon of the Canadian band Tamarack, and it tells a story of the hard life of a hard rock miner.
We are miners, hard rock miners, to the shaft house we must go. Oil bottles on our shoulders, we are marching to the slow. On the line, boys, on the line, boys, drill your holes and stand in line till the shift boss comes to tell you you must drill her out on time. Can't you feel the rock dust in your lungs? It'll cut down a miner when he is still young. 2 years and the silicosis takes hold, and I feel like I'm dying from mining for gold. Yes, I feel like I'm dying from mining for gold.
The Cowboy Junkies from their album, The Trinity Sessions, the beautiful song, Mining for Gold. Now, Sarah Coxon, who is one of the movers and shakers behind the great Sidmouth Folk Festival, wrote in asking for something from Faris and Jason Romero, a Canadian couple, and as well as being great old-timey musicians, Jason is also one of the best banjo makers in the whole wide world. So, for Sarah Coxon, and also for my old mate John Farrow, who at this moment is lying in bed in Vancouver, he's not been very well, but I believe he's getting better, and do get well soon, John, because we miss you over here in the sessions in Yorkshire, and we want to see you back across the pond as soon as possible. So do look after yourself and get yourself better as soon as you can. From the album A Wanderer I'll Stay, for John Farrow and for Sarah Coxon, this is Faris and Jason Romero with a beautiful tune, Old September. beautiful, beautiful sound that was. From the album A Wanderer I'll Stay, that's Faris and Jason Romero with Old September. Now, Irene Shettle, who posted asking for La Bottine Souriante at the head of the show, also asked for something from Les Charbonniers de l'Enfer, the coal miners from hell. Great harmony, singing and footwork, she said, from this Quebecois band. Well, I managed to get hold of an album called Tu Route et Riel, and from it this is a song called Dans les prisons de Nantes, which translates as In the Prisons of Nantes. And there is, truly, some great harmonies and some great footwork in this piece.
Dans les prisons de Nantes, dans les prisons de Nantes,
dans les prisons de Nantes, dans les prisons de Nantes,
il y avait un prisonnier qui faillurait dans des nœuds, il y avait un prisonnier qui faillurait dans des nœuds,
il y avait un prisonnier qui faillurait dans des nœuds, il y avait un prisonnier.
Que personne ne va voir, que personne ne va voir,
que personne ne va voir, que personne ne va voir,
que la fille du geôlier guéfaillerait dans des nœuds, que la fille du geôlier guéfaillerait dans des
que la fille du geôlier guéfaillerait dans des nœuds, que la fille du geôlier
guéfaillerait dans des. Le bruit court dans la ville, le bruit court dans la ville,
le bruit court dans la ville, le bruit court dans la ville,
que demain vous mourrez, guéfaillerons dans des nœuds, que demain vous mourrez, guéfaillerez dans des,
que demain vous mourrez, guéfaillerons dans des nœuds, que demain vous mourrez, guéfaillerez dans des.
Puisque demain je meurs, puisque demain je meurs,
puisque demain je meurs, puisque demain je meurs,
l'occupe-moi dans les pieds, guéfaillerons dans des nœuds, l'occupe-moi dans les pieds, guéfaillerez dans des.
L'occupe-moi dans les pieds, guéfaillerons dans des nœuds, l'occupe-moi dans les pieds, guéfaillerez dans des.
Quand il eut les pieds lâches, quand il eut les pieds lâches, à la mer s'y jeter, guéfaillerons dans des nœuds, à la mer s'y jeter, guéfaillerez dans des,
à la mer s'y jeter, guéfaillerons dans des nœuds, à la mer s'y jeter, guéfaillerez dans des.
See you guys.
cracking band. Les Charbonniers de l'Enfer from the album To Lutte et Rire with a song called Les Prisons de Nantes. Now, I'm going to have to speed up because I've got a lot of stuff to get in the next 20 minutes or so. Simon Meads says, The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald by Gordon Lightfoot, please. Mike Rose also asked for The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. And Jeff Higginbottom said, Anything at All by Gordon Lightfoot. This song, I think, is quintessential Gordon Lightfoot. Beautifully written and a fantastic melody. One which was later taken and used for that wonderful song Christy Moore does, I Wish I Was Back Home in Derry. Anyway, here's Gordon Lightfoot with the classic The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. That good ship and true was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November came early. The ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As the big freighters go, it was bigger than most, with a crew and good captain well seasoned. Concluding some terms with a couple of steel firms when they left fully loaded for Cleveland. Then later that night when the ship's bell rang, could it be the north wind they'd been feeling? The wind and the wires made a tattletale sound, and the wave broke over the railing. And every man knew, as the captain did too, 'twas the witch of November come stealing. The dawn came late and the breakfast had to wait when the gales of November came slashing. When afternoon came, it was freezing rain in the face of a hurricane west wind. When supper time came, the old cook came on deck saying, Fellas, it's too rough to feed you. At 7 p.m. a main hatchway caved in. He said, Fellas, it's been good to know you. The captain wired in, he had water coming in, and the good ship and crew was in peril. Later that night when his lights went out of sight, came the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Does anyone know where the love of God goes when the waves turn the minutes to hours? The searchers all say they'd have made Whitefish Bay if they'd put 15 more miles behind her. They might have split up or they might have capsized. They may have broke deep and took water. And all that remains is the faces and the names of the wives and the sons and the daughters. Lake Huron rolls, Superior sings. in the rooms of her ice water mansion. Old Michigan steams like a young man's dreams. The islands and bays are for sportsmen. And farther below, Lake Ontario takes in what Lake Erie can send her. The iron boats go as the mariners all know, with the gales of November remembered. Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitchagumi. Superior, they said, never gives up her dead when the gales of November come early.
I think that was one of the longest singles ever in the North American Hit Parade way back when. Gordon Lightfoot from the album Summertime Dream with the Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Now Zoe Mulford, banjo player originally from America, now living in Manchester, wrote saying, play something from the First Nation band The Jerry Cans. They had a track on the 2013 Folk Alliance sampler that I loved. I've been looking through their stuff online and not finding it at all. Well, I actually had a bit more luck and managed to find the Jerry Cans. And from their album, Nuna Vutitut, I think that's how you pronounce it, this is a song called Wanitu Jali. And I think, again, that I've got the pronunciation probably half-cock. But never mind. It's a great song from the First Nations band, the Jerry Cans. Jerry Cans there with Wana Tujali, and that's from the album Nunavutitut. And again, I think that's how you pronounce it. But the melodeon playing in that sounded for all the world like my mate Mike Farrington playing Speed the Plough. Seriously, skim back and have another listen to it. It very much sounds like the old English dance tune Speed the Plough, and it sounds just like Mike plays it in the Lion Pub in Settle on a Thursday night. Maybe Mike has spent some time in Canada and some of his melodeon playing leaked out. Who knows? Dangerous things, melodeons. Now, Howard Green says there was a wonderful obscure band called Outlaw Social, what I saw at Vancouver Folk Festival. They made one album called Dry Bones and an EP before they split up some years ago. Their music is on Spotify. Any song of theirs will be uplifting in a Canadian music show. From the album Dry Bones, here's Outlaw Social with the traditional song Old Man at the Mill. Was certainly a different version of the traditional song Old Man at the Mill from Outlaw Social's album Dry Bones. Just got time for one more track. Shelley Rainey again asked for Le Vent du Nord, a slightly smaller band than La Bottine Souriante, but equally exciting. Julian Schofield also said Le Vent du Nord for definite. They're absolutely fantastic. And Sean Laffey said, there's some amazing musique francophone about nowadays, in particular Le Vent du Nord. Well, I've had the privilege of working with Le Vent du Nord on a couple of occasions, most spectacularly on the Costa del Folk Show, where they went down an absolute storm. From their album Tétou, this is Le Vent du Nord with No C'est Tragique, and I'm going to finish with this. There'll be nothing more after it. No sig tune, nor nout. So thanks ever so much for listening. I do hope you've enjoyed this selection of Canadian folk music. I can't believe that I got 20 tracks into an hour and a half, but we managed it by me not talking all that much. Don't forget, go to the website, www.mikehardingfolkshow.com. Loads of stuff there. You can listen to this show again and again. Download it to your iPad, your iPhone, or whatever. Look after yourselves. Take care. Keep the faith. And mind how you go. Ta-da!
Ce sont de jeunes gens qui ont fait alliance ensemble à la première nuitée. Ils ont couché ensemble. Oh mon époux, bien vite levez-vous. Je crains de ne pas finir mes jours.
Thank you.